Well, look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. I was thinking this afternoon, you know, Jim preached on the resurrection this morning. The resurrection of Christ is pivotal in the Christian, in the Christian's life, because if Christ was not raised from the dead, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, then our faith is up vain and we're here in vain. But you know, after the resurrection of Christ, tonight we have the responsibility of being good soldiers in the army of Jesus Christ. The title of tonight's lesson, The Good Soldier. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Paul makes mention of this concept of a soldier. He says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him that have chosen him to be a soldier." You know, the comparison of the Christian life with warfare and the comparison of a soldier is significant because everybody in this assembly are familiar with soldiers in military operations. In some countries, the very young serve as soldiers. Women serve as soldiers, such as in our country. Living the Christian life is a battle, folks. If people know this, then when people obey the gospel, new Christians can expect conflict. Older Christians, such as you and I, will expect for the rest of our lives conflict. Conflict with the devil. Conflict with evil. Conflict with all unrighteousness. Some may imagine that the fight for spiritual survival is an indication of a lack of conversion. Some have said that. But your struggle reveals your desire to do right in your life. And in your desire to do right in your life, evil is always present. It's just right behind you in the gym. It's just always there. The devil's trying to tell you, well, you don't need to go participate in a Bible study. You don't need to go teach the Bible. You don't need to go to worship because you're all right. Nope, just do what you want to. But in Paul's last inspired epistle, in the book of 2 Timothy, he urged Timothy to be a good soldier. A Christian cannot accept anything less than being a good soldier. We're to be good soldiers of Christ in our lives. Remember that song, "Soldiers of Christ Arise and Put Your Armor On"? That's what we're to be. Soldiers of Christ arise, ready for the conflict, and we can overcome the world. Paul set forth there four requirements of a good soldier. And we're going to look at these four requirements tonight and see and incorporate them in our lives. Requirement number one is a good soldier endures hardship. A good soldier takes his share of suffering. In war, a good soldier will get injured or maybe even killed because of his defense for his country. A good soldier is trained to endure hardship. They're trained to do what they need to do even though it's under the most adverse conditions. Hardships come because in people's lives, because the nature of life brings hardships upon people. This different circumstances of life bring hardships upon people in their day-to-day living. We also can bring hardships on ourselves. We must endure hardships, but we also can also bring hardships on ourselves by the way we live. Now in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20, Peter will write these words: "For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. He said, this is what you should, this is how you should react. When things don't go good, or when things go well, he says, take it patiently. Then in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15, one of the three, he says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody, and other men's matters. He said, don't be accused of that. Or don't do it. Don't bring suffering upon yourself. There's a lot of suffering out here in the world without you having to bring it upon yourself. So therefore, we suffer in this life. Why? Because we're Christians. Because we're different. We're different from the world. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. He said, don't give up. Don't be ashamed because you having to go through all this problems of life. He says, but give God the glory. Give God the glory in good times. Give God the glory in bad times. Because what? God has still allowed us with the air to breathe. And he's given us the opportunity to get up the next day to serve him. So the Christian soldiers, you and I tonight, as Christian soldiers, can expect hardships when we walk out that door. Because James chapter 1 and verse 2 tells us that. When he says, my brethren, he's talking to members of the church in his day. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. What did you say, James? Count it all joy. Wait a minute. That's what he said. He said, count it all joy that you're able to serve the risen Christ. Count it all joy that you're able to serve God. He said, into divers temptations of various situations, of various problems that people were thrust upon you. Let's look at another requirement of being a good soldier, the second requirement. It involves involvement in the battle. The soldier is on duty or service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because we look at our text in 2 Timothy 2 and 4, Timothy simply said, Paul told Timothy, no man that warreth. We're in a war, folks. We're in a war every day of our lives. Where are the battles of life being fought then? Within yourself. Within yourself. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul talks about the battle that's with the flesh and the spirit. He says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. There's a constant battle all the time going on in our minds. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. What's Paul saying here? He said, there's a constant battle in the spirit. It says, you need to keep on serving God. The flesh said, well, no, you're just too tired. I just don't think you can do that. Just let somebody else do it. Let somebody else teach that individual. He says, he's a contrary. He says, Paul would tell us if he was standing in this pulpit tonight, don't listen to the flesh, but listen to the spirit. And then, the song which Jim had just led us, yield not to temptation. In that song it says, fight manfully onward, dark passion subdue. Let's fight onward. Let's go on to the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, each day that we live, we can make it a day of victory or we can make it a day of defeat. One or the other. Depends on how we look at life. In your business, do you maintain Christian ethics? As an employer or an employee, do you treat your employer or employee fairly? Are you honest in your dealings with other people daily? In your office, do you withstand the temptations of people that are not members of the church trying to get you to do things which are not right? Do you withstand the pressures of the supervisor who wants you to do something that's not ethical. And by the way, since I've been working for the state, I've never had that problem. That's one of the good things about working for the state. I've never had that problem. Are you fighting loneliness because you feel rejected by the people? Are you fighting doubt in your life because of the illness of a loved one, or a son, or a daughter, a husband, a wife, because you're trying to have their best interests at heart? Christians are always on duty. Therefore, we are involved in the battle. In the battle against sin, in the battle against Satan, in the battle against evil. And folks, we will overcome at the end of time. We will overcome. And there, I guarantee you, there'll be some, they're not here at this service, that at the judgment day, they wish they would have been here. They wish they would have been here one more time. Isn't that right, John? One more time. But they didn't. They chose to stay home. They chose to do something else. Let's look at the third thing. The third requirement of being a good soldier is we're to be as non-involvement in some things. A soldier on duty has to concentrate on being a soldier. He has to concentrate on the task which is at hand. The key word in our text in 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4 is the word entangled. Verse 4. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life. You know, there are some things in this life that are right, but we make them a priority. We get too involved with other things. And we let the affairs of this life overcome our work for God, our opportunities to do good. Jesus called these things that come in our lives that we get involved in, which are so minute other than serving God, as cares. In Luke chapter 8, verse 14, he gives the parables of the soils. And he said, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, bring no fruit to perfection. Here are people who obeyed the gospel, Jesus said. They heard the word, they obeyed it, they go forth, they have all kinds of enthusiasm and all kinds of energy, and after a while they became the cares and riches and pleasures of this life chokes out the word. And then they don't bring any fruit to perfection, said Jesus. And we can do that. We can let things worry us. We can let things worry us to the point that we will not be able to communicate the gospel well to people. That we won't, when we have the opportunity, when somebody asks us about the Bible and how, what we need, they want to sit down and study the Bible. We won't be able to do it because we're thinking about too many other things other than what's important. Have a friend of mine I study the Bible with from time to time, and I had some other lessons, and he asked me the other night, he said, let's study those other lessons. So he's enthused about studying the Bible. He wants to study it from time to time. And Carlos calls me in his office and says, hey, I got something I want to talk to you about the Bible. And we should take up those opportunities and help people. You know, you can let your job become prominent over the service for Christ. You can let sports, recreational activity become prominent. Some people said, I used to have time for Jesus, but in his church and worship, but they're crowded out eventually because they found something else to do instead of being at worship, instead of being in Bible study. At this point, even in our lives, this could happen to us. Just because we're here tonight doesn't mean it will happen a year from now. At this point, we must be very careful and not let the devil approach us that everything seems so right and I don't really need to go to worship. Oh, I don't really need to go to Bible study. Oh, I really don't need to study the Bible on an individual basis, because he's going to take, everything's all right. Well, we have to be very careful. The non-involvement of some things in this life will save our souls from hell, will save our souls from destruction. The fourth thing that we requirement of a good soldier is we must please the commander. Please the commander. In 2 Timothy 2 and 4 of our text, Paul just simply writes that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. We have to please God. The commander is pleased with devotion to duty. God's pleased with our devotion to him. Jesus is pleased with our devotion to him. Revelation 2 and 10, those people were commended that because they were faithful unto death. Note, Satan is always involved in suffering. In 2 Timothy, in Revelation 2 and 10, it says, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. The devil's still working on us tonight. He wants us to leave God. He wants us not even think about God. He's got this country from a pretty good mindset of not thinking about God. He's succeeded in that, where the Bible can't be taught in schools and prayer has been outlawed in public schools. But let's look at Peter's observation about Satan and about suffering. Peter, 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Correct observation about Satan. He wants to devour us. He wants to chew us up and spit us out. He does not want us being doing this right now. Christian soldiers must be loyal to the commander. Obedience to the orders of the commander. The soldier learns responsibility to orders and not question those orders. We have the orders in the Word of God. And too many times, even in our brotherhood, people have questioned what's in this book. But we cannot question what's in the book and be saved. I'll make that statement tonight. You can't question what's in this book and be saved, because this is the Word of God. Jesus wants soldiers who will obey the Word of God, because he obeyed the Father. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9 said, though he was son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. That's how Jesus learned from the Father the things which he suffered. And being made perfect or complete, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Not obey who they want to obey, but obey him. And then we see this. Then we see we have the duty to please the commander. There's an Old Testament example of a good soldier, and his name is Elijah. Elijah did many good works. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. This talks about Elijah, and he was taken up into heaven by a whirlwind. It said, it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Elijah was taken up into heaven by a whirlwind. He was approved from heaven. Tonight, are you approved from heaven? Does heaven approve the way you live in your life tonight? Are you a good soldier? Elijah had fought. He had fought against ungodly politicians of his day. He had fought against false prophets of his day. He became victorious because the Lord God took him up in a whirlwind into heaven. Paul told Timothy and urged him to fight. To fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called. And hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Timothy had lived a life of fighting for Jesus Christ, of looking to the eternal life, and had done much good before many people. The faithful Christian is one who is still fighting. You and I are still fighting tonight with all the strength and with all the ability God has given us. Well, what shall be done with the wounded? What shall be done with the wounded that the devil does? Who the devil wounds? If you're here tonight and you need to be restored, he wants you to restore your soul back unto him. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. He says, think of you, and then he says, help other people. And then we should encourage one another. The wounded need encouragement. They don't need to be feel like they just cast aside. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 says that now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Patience. Hard to do, isn't it? Patience. Tonight, everybody in this assembly that's old enough as a member of this congregation, as I just said before, are you a good soldier? Are you still fighting the good fight of faith in your life? Sung the song this morning, faith is a victory that overcomes the world. If the devil has entered your life and caused you to slip away and and you know that you've not been faithful as you should be, then you have the opportunity to do something about that tonight, to repent of your sins, to come back and be a faithful child of God, to go in that war again and fight with all your might. The fight of faith with Jesus Christ as your commander. And if you need to respond, as Jim leads us in this invitation song, we encourage you to come now as you stand and sing.